Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is a late summer special, and this is the Drunk Nuns. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed the Drunk Nuns, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, and a track called Juvenile. And the first track of nine, which I've picked from the last, well, from the first half of this year, basically.
Right, yes.
So what we're doing, this is a special this week, and we've, to clarify, I've picked nine of my favourite songs from the first half of this year, and you've picked some of your favourite moments, is that right?
Yes.
But you haven't got a favourite moment in this bit, because it's always just my bit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that is. Anyway, important thing to know, Tony, about this most traditional and excellent of punk rock bands from New England is, what is the Drunk Nuns Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDrunkNuns?
It is indeed. It is indeed. It's Paulie being internet nil, Tony one. In this section, we would normally have some additional material, but guess what?
What's that? We haven't.
I ain't got anything. If you've got a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I've got that right for the first time, I think, this year.
Excellent.
Always getting it the wrong way around. Anyway, we're just going to crack on this bit so we can talk in more later in the show, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So two songs in a row now. And first up, a song that sort of came out of the blue a little bit. And you know how I like to ask you where bands are from or tell you where bands are from, Tony?
Yeah.
Well, this band are called Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls. I believe we've only played one song by them, a track called Bother. Might have played more than one, can't remember now. But anyway, we're going to be playing it again. It's absolutely brilliant. But when it came to establish where they were from, I've got to say, Tony, they're from nowhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls last year decided to get rid of all their worldly possessions, buy a van, make it something to live in, and drive around the UK and Europe doing gigs. So they're from everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where they're at. Yeah.
Excellent.
After you've heard them, you know the Mobs who are from Northampton. Before that, what is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls website?
Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, probably being an incident nil. Bother.
One, two, three, four. smoke it. Some bloke says that's fantastic, but it needs a little work. Come up to my studio, we'll polish it like a turd. We'll make it fit for radio to sound like the real thing. Auto-tune the vocals and remix everything. We were sat quietly minding our business. We said, yo, sucks to you, sir, that's the way it is. We wildly proclaimed whilst biting our lips. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. Band smoke it.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mobs and Put It In Your Pie Pan, Smoke It, which is from their brilliant album Garage Punk for Boys, which is available on Dirty Water Records. They are wonderful people, and it won't be long before we're making an announcement about us doing a punky radio gig with them on it.
All right, okay, cool.
It is going to happen.
Right.
Anyway, good. What's their website, Tony?
TheMobsBand.com?
No, themobs.co.uk. Don't just forget that. Mobs, M-O-B-B-S, themobs.co.uk. Check them out. They're absolutely brilliant. Point of view, Internet 1. Tony 2, you obviously do have some Facebook comments for us. So now it's time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
And Tony,
yes?
I'll never tire of you.
Yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do...
Sorry, I didn't want to throw you there.
No, that's fine. Facebook.com/Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. As it's a best of summer special, I've picked my favourite comments from the first 6 months of the year. So, first up, from Timo.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Is it your top five?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's your top five. Ba bam ba bam bam chicka bomb chicka bomb ba bam ba bam bam at five.
Timo Schmidt, old term listener, he says, hi Paul, hi Tony, great job in the beds. As I was driving around the Antwerp Ring Road in March, the right way round, I thought, gosh, I haven't listened to Punky Radio in years, literally, but then forgot again. So when I saw your Facebook post yesterday, I downloaded an app immediately that promises to download all new episodes as they come out on my phone. What better way to rejoin than track of the brilliant Dark Shadows? Keep up the good work. I'm retuned in.
Ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, chicka-bom, chicka-bom, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, at four.
Nez Corey, great show last week, and from The Vault, The Exploited, 2005. I must be ancient then, having seen them back in 1981 with Discharge, The Subhumans, and Organized Chaos. Made me think of a poll you could run. Band's names. Which punk band is the best name? I vote for the Cum Shots. I think we should play them. It makes me laugh, even if my ears are not so impressed.
Ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, chicka-bom, chicka-bom, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, at three.
Robert Kitchen. He's loving the new show format of 9 songs. No danger of a draw when Tony guesses the websites. Also, thanks for the Bannerman CD competition prize.
Ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, chicka-bom, chicka-bom, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, at three.
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Who cares? It's Jen, Glenn, Chris, Anne. He's saying, or she's saying, I just heard my name mentioned on Punky. I'm not a new listener. I've got a podcast downloaded from 2011. I enjoy listening while I work out and party. This is Glenn, by the way. Jen Glenn, share a Facebook page, you twat. Bahahaha. Ironically, I also prefer scotch that tastes like gasoline. Referring the dedicated song that followed the Facebook comments by the Saints of Rebellion. And you know we league yours, Glenn, from CT, Connecticut, possibly, USA.
He's still an out of East. Ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, chick-a-wam, chick-a-wam, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, at two.
No, number one, this is...
Is it? Ba-bam, ba-bam, bam, pulls a tit, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam. Oh, number one this week.
John Ashton, he says, fuck, I hope there's some goth.
No chance. Not this week, anyway. Right, well, so that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And I was just about to say it was the most seamless one ever, and then I went and messed up. Did we do five? I thought we'd end on four. I got very confused there.
Yeah, it's five, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've never been very good at counting. Please proceed to gate 007. I'll tell you what I am very good at, Tony.
What's that?
Picking great songs for this show. And the Bannerman special was mentioned. When we did the Bannerman special, one of the bands on it were a band called the Amorettes, all the way from West Lothian. We're going to play them right now, Tony. What is the Amorettes Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Amorettes.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 1. And this is Bull by the Horn. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Amorettes. We're going to crack on very quickly with what would in this bit be called From the Vaults, but everything's from the vaults this week. What with it being a late summer special.
Mm-hmm.
So I've picked a band for you, Tony. Now, I don't know whether you've noticed, but what I've done is I've done a bloke with a band singing. A band with a bloke singing. That'll be the right way around. Then a band with a girl singing. Then a band with a bloke singing. Then a band with a girl singing. And now we've got a band halfway through with a girl and a bloke singing.
Oh, very nice.
Clever, isn't it? Oh, what a brilliant band as well. A band called Cannibal Woman. And they are from an area north of Seattle. They are members of some, quite frankly, unpronounceable Native American tribes, but they got a bit of Swedish in them as well.
Oh wow.
Just for a little bit of variety there. Now, we played one track by them a few years ago called I'm a Man, which is really, really good. But then this other one rocked up that I found. I really like this one as well. So really interesting song. I don't know how to describe this. I just want you to hear it and see what you think. If you didn't hear it the first time round, if you did hear it the first time round, here's a second chance to try and classify this track, because I can't do it. What do I know is, Tony, what is Cannibal Woman's website?
Cannibalwoman.com?
It is, and it's Cannibal Woman with a K. CannibalWoman.com. Check them out. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 1. This is Ghost People.
All the people that I know alive a long time ago. Chris Rock says they're all dead. They're dead. Ghost people.
Millions already gone, millions more. Walking alone in my wrong, cause the road I'm on, the truth has been dead all along. Millions already gone, millions more. Walking alone in my wrong, cause the road I'm on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all our kids and moms in the reds, off and on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all our kids and moms in the reds, off and on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all our kids and moms in the reds, off and on, the truth has been dead all along. The truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? Truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth has been dead all along. Send the reds up and all. The truth has been dead all along. Truth. The truth has been dead all along. Truth. The truth has been dead all along.
Ghost people. Who cares?
You're listening to Sandwichy Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cannibal Woman. Do you know what? I don't know how to classify that band.
Right.
Just think they're absolutely brilliant. I'd like to hear more from them. So if you're listening, Cannibal Woman, send us some more stuff. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar.
Yep, the other week, more gigs at the 12 Bar.
Amazing.
Always having gigs on. Do check it out if you can on Holloway Road in London. Right, so Saturday, Sunday this week. Saturday night, it's a London Calling night.
Way, seal of approval.
Exactly. So it's going to be good, but we don't know who's playing. They haven't announced the acts yet. They're a bit late announcing that. So
yeah,
do,
that's all right.
If it's going to be good, it's going to be, if you like punky, you're going to like London
Calling.
Yeah,
it's
night.
Always a great lineup. London Calling nights, always a great lineup.
Yeah. So bearing that in mind, how much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is £6.
Great.
Sunday night, Victims of a Down, Fire Eyed, One for Sorrow, In Search of Sun, and The Sun Never Set. So not. Blimey. Doesn't say anything special about the night, but Sunday evening.
Sounds a bit emo.
Yeah.
Well, it does. Not. I bet it's heavier than that.
I bet it is. I was thinking more heavy at the start, but towards the end, yeah. It did get a bit emo.
Got a bit teary, didn't it?
A little bit teary, yeah. How much do you think Sunday night. Evening?
Fiver.
£6 again?
Aww.
Yeah, and I don't have anything else for Monday, so it's just two gigs this week.
Yeah, but we're going to call it 650, I think, rather than 65. We've spent too much time down that end of the street. 650, only a few doors down from the Beast. It's obviously at 666. For those of you who the last few weeks haven't had that explained, so they're, what, eight doors down?
Hmm.
Just think, if they'd been eight lives down, what a great band it would have been.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Anyway, I've got another band for you now. Oh, sorry, Tony, so that... hang on, have we sung that again?
No.
No, so that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Boosting it, aren't I?
Do it.
Song 6 this week comes from a band called Vita and the Vicious, Tony. Now, unusually for us, this is a bit of pop rock. It's quite lightweight, this one, but it's so catchy and so good. And it's just got a great title. It's called Bender, right? And anything that's called Bender makes me think of that terrific film Last of the Airbenders, which, as you know, was a much bigger hit in the US than it was in the UK because of the different ways we have of using the word bender. It's meant that during the film, when I was watching it, and someone looked around the other and said, oh, I never knew you were a bender, everyone in the cinema just burst out laughing. In the UK, in America, they thought, what's funny about that? Probably listening. Anyway, don't matter. This is a great song. It was a single that came out earlier this year. They have got an album on the verge of release, as far as I know. What is Vita and the Vicious is Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Vita and the Vicious?
It is. It's Tony Five, probably an instep one. Bender.
Dreaming. I'll be just fine.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bender. They knew what they were doing when they named it that, didn't they? Really, yeah. really good song. And we're only going to have another quick chat here because we'll be talking a bit longer after these two songs, but we'll probably spend a bit of a while here because as this is our all year so far type thing special of my favourite tracks and all that, no show, no best of show would be complete without Wonk Unit, would it?
It wouldn't.
They must have appeared on nearly everyone we've done, and with good reason. And a really interesting biog they've got on their website, Tony.
Okay.
When you find out about the life and loves of Wonk Unit, up to the point when Alex, the Mighty Cougar, formed Wonk Unit, and actually why they're called Wonk Unit. Do you know why they're called Wonk Unit?
No.
It's to do with crazy paving. And anyway, they have now very sensibly signed to TNS Records, and hello to our friends at TNS Records. And their Wonk Unit's first single on TNS came out early this year, and it's called Je M'appelle Alex. And it's another one of these songs that a lot of bands do about complaining about people wanting to be on the guest list. And it goes all the way back to Adam and the Ants, or Adam Ants, should I say, in the 80s doing a song called Friends. I'm a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And various people saying they want to be on the guest list. I think, was it, did Eels do a song called Guest List?
Don't know.
I think they did as well. But anyway, there's various down the years have done songs bemoaning the fact that people expect to get in for nothing to see them, even though they work really hard. It might only be a fiver to get in. And there's been loads of stuff of this recently on the net about how people will quite happily spend 100 quid to go and see a top band in the stadium, but if to go and see a great local band down the road, they sort of go crazy about paying a fiver. And they're absolutely right, and I'm with the message on this. And this song is kind of what Punky Radio is all about as well, because we encourage people to go and see live music locally and go and see underground bands, and when they do, throw a few quid at them, help them to keep going. Fair enough.
Yeah,
exactly. What's Wonk Unit's website?
wonkunit.com.
It is. It's Tony Six, born of the Internet One. This is turning into a thrashing. Stay tuned for Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses and a terrific bit of Belgian punk. But before that, Je M'appelle Alex.
Things were going so well until you asked me for guest list, and I said sorry, I don't speak English. Je m'appelle Alex. Do I look rich? Do I look rich? And I would love to indulge your ego, but suddenly you appear dead to me.
Pigskin bus.
Go look behind my back. Go look behind my back. Go look behind my back. Wah 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 wah. You stupid idol, you talk too loud. Be a big moron, make me proud. You pretend to be the master. The great master. Let's go!
Listen to Granabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses all the way from Brussels with an absolutely great song off an absolutely great album. If you just want full-on, humour-filled, great fun, aggressive punk rock, they are the band for you. A track called Laugh Song. What's Frau Blücher's website?
FrauBlücher.de.
FrauBlücher.net. I don't know where you got DE from, mate. The Belgian.
Yeah.
BE possibly. Anyway, it's all wrong. Probably BE in check two. Tony six. Have you got a twat?
Yes.
Is it a super special late summer special twat?
Yes.
Go for it.
Yep. Don't forget, if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do email me. Let's get some twats for September. So I've been through the twats for the first 6 months of the year and picked out the one that was my favourite.
Now, we've not had that many, have we, to be fair?
No, so it wasn't
we
a
like
long
more.
Search. We had more than you think, but yeah, it was, yeah.
Time flies on Punky Radio.
It does. 10 years, apparently.
Jesus, can you stop saying that?
Right, so this one is from near the beginning of the year. It's from Greg Cooper.
Hello, Greg. Again.
See if you remember this one. Tony, I would like to nominate the little gobshite that burned down one of the bridges I'm building over in New Zealand.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I do remember. Brilliant. Yeah, go for it.
The little shit set a fire inside the abutment of a bridge under construction and, pardon the technical jargon, royally fucked it to the point where it has to be demolished and rebuilt.
Oh.
So as well as putting the lives of firefighters at risk, costing the project at least $1 million and ensure another $2 million, causing a load of blokes to have to work away from home through Christmas and New Year and grinding the rush hour traffic to standstill, the pyromaniacal Oedipal fuck knuckle of a wank splash has caused me to put some fucking effort into my workday to sort this nonsense out, which is frankly bad form and more than a little inconvenient. Therefore, for burning down my bridge, the arsehole of an arsonist from Papamoa in New Zealand is a twat.
Yeah,
love to your mothers.
I agree with this completely. One thing though, rush hour in New Zealand is basically two sheep and a hobbit on the road at the same time, isn't it?
I did imagine being fairly quiet, yes.
But yes, and also Greg, if you are listening, maybe you could give us some follow up as to whether the bridge has been finished.
That would be like to know.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, go for it, Tom.
So I'll read that again. So for putting the lives of firefighters at risk, costing the project $1 million, ensure $2 million, causing a load of blokes to have to work away from home through Christmas, the arsehole of an arsonist from Papamoa in New Zealand
is a twat. Summer special twat now as well.
Feels
not many people
special.
Get a double twatting in a year, do they?
They don't. Last one was Uncle Randy, and he deserved it.
He really did deserve it.
He did.
And if you know what we're talking about Uncle Randy, get in touch. We'd like an update.
That's true.
We need some more Randy time, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Unless, of course, the whole family have killed each other, because it was looking pretty bad, wasn't it? I mean, I hope we haven't sort of dug up a can of worms there.
It was looking a bit warlike.
Out that Randy Town has now been flattened. But anyway, last track this week, Tony. And I'm finishing it in some laid-back style. It's not Tex-Mex, but it's kind of Mexican border style. Because when the first time I heard this track, I thought From Dusk Till Dawn, which, if you've never been to the UK, you should be aware that it's on the telly in the UK twice a week. Seems to be, doesn't it? Every time I turn on Film 4 From Dusk Till Dawn's on. It's because it's so good. I've watched that film so many times, and I just like it more and more. It's absolutely brilliant. But anyway, one of the thing at the end of the track at the end of the film is reminiscent of the track we're going to play this week by a band called the Sirocco Brothers, who, even though they sound very, very Mexican border-ish, I think are British. In fact, I think they might be from Kent. But absolutely, and I'm not sure about that because I've never done a lot of research into it, but the Sirocco Brothers do have a Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ the Sirocco Brothers.
facebook.com/Sirocco Brothers/538405322895147. Why is that, Tony?
Yes, that's a default URL.
Default URL. Anyway, you can't blame me with all this sort of madness going on. Chill out, relax, the vampires ain't gonna come and get you. This is I Put a Hex on You. You've enjoyed our late summer special this week. I've enjoyed putting it together. I just think you have as well, haven't you, Tony, going back through a few things?
Yeah, it's been nice, yeah.
Yeah, been nice indeed. And I think a good introduction to the show, if you are listening for the first time, quite possibly on an internet radio station. Tony, maybe you could remind people of the stations that carry this show.
Yes, we are on Pdunk, Pdunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, Radio Andra, andra.se, and finally we're on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
Brilliant. And for the first time in a month, I'm able to say we'll be back to normal this week. Oh, sorry. I can't. All that trouble. For the first time in a month, I'll be able to not say quite properly, we'll be back to normal next week.
We will.
Unless one of us is dead.
This is a good point.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't. But you can't.